when he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp, this teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Your clapping is not. We are now adjusting ourselves to our new home. Are you happy to be here? Look, tell your neighbor, I don't like your face. I'm getting up from here. Because your face is like orange juice with no orange inside. But I like this new arrangement. I just came last night, and I've seen that. And whose wedding is next? Yours. It's Golda's wedding next month on the 18th, 16th. You didn't know. Maybe I'll say it. If I know, I'll say it. On the 16th, right here in this place. Will you come? I will be here. Cry. And do you like this arrangement? You like it? What will you use it? Here or here? But I'm happy to be here this morning. I was away for some weeks. But tell somebody you will travel. Yours is with a visa. You will go abroad. But you see, I came back. You must also come back. Those who won't come back, Father, don't let them go. No, those who won't come back, they shouldn't go. I came back. I went to South Africa, I'm back. I went to North, I'm back. I always come back. If you don't come back, Prince, why are you looking at me? I'm adding you to the prayer. I've already prayed your own. But this morning, I want God to speak to all of us, to guide us in this life, how to do better. Look around at all the empty chairs. Tell somebody some way. Oh, tell somebody it is some way. No, I didn't say look at me. I said tell somebody it is some way. That there are so many empty chairs. And we have filled just a small portion. No, we need to do better. And I'm glad that this morning we are talking about my thing has changed. Sure. Okay. We're talking about authority for expansion. How to increase in this life and how to do better in all these things. And it's interesting because this month also, the month of May, is our month of celebration where we are celebrating our father, our prophet, our bishop. There's no picture of him. They've removed the picture of him. How is it possible? Hey, how can you remove the picture and you not put it back? It's not possible that you can do that. No, it's not the same. It's not the same. The big banner that is there. Where is it? Usherman, find it for me. Find my big banner. 60 birthday banner. I need another one. Yeah, find it for me. You see, I've been with him for the past 2 weeks, and he's truly a very amazing man, full of love, full of authority, full of a good leader. And all of us who were around him, we can see that God has blessed us. Can you not see that God has blessed me? How many can see? You can see. How many are just saying yes, so I'll keep quiet? No, he has blessed me. And I believe that it's not limited to just some people, but it's open to anybody who comes close and taps into what God is doing. And this morning we celebrate him Bishop Dyke Wedmills. It's on his birthday. We celebrate him. We say, God bless you. God support you in your ministry. God anoint you further to do greater things in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for everyone here. Thank you for what you are about to do in our lives. My prayer is that, Lord, do something new. Don't let us go empty-handed. Don't let us go the same way we came, but change our lives and cause us to flourish and do even better than ever before. Thank you so very, very much. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Ushers, I hope you are standing proper, ushering to... I need more ushers. Ask a young man nearby, would you consider to be an usher? Please ask a young man, would you be an usher? Just consider. I mean, I have only 3 ushers. It's not enough for us. Will you be an usher? Would you consider? You will. You won't. You don't care. You don't like ushering. Because we need more ushers to help us to bring, you know, as we've changed the arrangements, now things are different. And we need to have more people to help. Generally, we need more help. And one of the reasons this morning I'm preaching is authority. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. I didn't hear a good amen. I'm preaching about authority because all of us are looking for authority. True or not true? Authority is, what is authority? It is the power to change things. That's why when I was going, I told them, rearrange. I say, bring it back to the old situation. They will do it. If you like, talk and see. Ask anybody, if you like, talk and see. Go and say that they should change it and make it square. Nobody will mind you. Because you have no authority in this place. If, you see, authority is the power to change things. Even to change minds and to change how people are thinking. Because a teacher is somebody who has been placed in front of a class to teach them, and he has the authority to speak. That is why you can't go to any classroom, open the door, and say, hey, I'm here. I'm coming to teach. Will they allow you to come and teach? They won't at all. Because you don't have the authority. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. So authority is the power to do things. And one of the greatest curses, do you know a curse? What's a curse? What is a curse? A curse is something bad. One of the most difficult things in life is to have no power. To have no power. When you have no power, Charlie, life hard. Jacob, you said, hey, I think you understand. When you have no power, look, it's like you're almost useless. When you have a TV, a fridge, a cooker, and the lights go out, what's the use of the fridge, the TV, and the cooker? It's just a piece of white metal standing there. Good for nothing. When you are powerless, have you ever met a policeman who was bullying you? Who has met some before? A policeman who was bullying you. Suddenly you are powerless. He's just calling you, come, bring your passport, bring your this. Hey, one day I met a policeman like that. He was trying to talk plenty. I said, hey, be careful. Because I can also call somebody. Yeah, one of my friends, he was stopped at a barrier. And then the man said, get down, open your boot. I mean, that one they will do, open your boot. Then he began to talk in a certain way. The guy said, wait, I'm coming. Then he just picked the phone and called somebody else. They were there, no, then they called the man, the policeman. They said, hey, do you know who we are talking to? He said, yes, sir. Amen. Ask your neighbor, who can you call? Tap your neighbor. Please tap your neighbor, who can you call? Some years ago, my son was driving. And he was driving, then they stopped him because his license had expired. And the man who stopped him was very, very difficult. I said, oh, look, license expired. It's not a problem. It just expired. Let me go and renew it. The man said, no, going to process for court and charge. I said, no. It's not how you do things. I mean, expired 3 or 4 days. It's not a crime. Let me go and renew. No. Hey, it was going to process for court. I said, really? So you are showing your power. What do I do? Show my power too. Yes. So ask him, who will you tap your neighbor? Ask him, who will you call? So I also called somebody. So this officer took my son and took him to counterback and set him down at the counterback. I said, no problem. I was sitting down there. Then I waited 30 minutes. As I was waiting, then the person I called also came. Then when he came, he went to the, don't tell anybody, are you recording? Be careful. He went to the counterback, went to the officer, where is this boy's paper? He took the paper, folded it, put it in his pocket. Went to my son, get up, go. Wow. No. I'm talking about authority. You see, and what I'm, no, I'm not talking about mine. No, me, I have some. It's you I'm worried about. No, me, I'm not worried at all. I can, everywhere I go, I can manage. I can call a lot of people. What I can't do myself, I can have done for me. It is you. Tell the brother, you are the one. You are the one who I'm worried about. Because when they catch you, who will you, are you call me? Hallelujah. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 and verse 27. And they come again to Jerusalem. Have you found it? How many have a Bible here this morning? Can I see your hand? You have a Bible here. No. Start. Look. Tell them, but start bringing your Bible. Start. Not phone. Phone is not, is disqualified. Okay. At least a tablet or something. Can I see your Bible? Okay, let me see your Bible or your tablet. Not phone. It's the back people who don't have anything. It's the back people. Back people, next week, you must raise your hand and let the front people be embarrassed. Is that okay? Is that okay, back people? You mind me again? It's okay. Yes. Let's bring a Bible and bring a tablet, not a phone. Phones are dangerous. And they come again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, there come to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And they say unto him, mark this, underline this scripture in your Bible. By what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't hear a good amen this morning. Amen. So mark these two things. One, it takes authority to do things. You don't have authority, you can't do anything. That's why when there's no power, there's no light, every machine becomes useless. Even a good a TV, Samsung, 65 inches, curved TV, 4D, smart TV. What again is it? With a sound bar. Everything. Tell somebody everything. Oh, say it well. Everything. A TV that, what again? I mean, what TV again? Can you describe it? Once there's no power, it's like a piece of paper on the wall. Even a paper is better. You can draw on the paper. Yes. Even a whiteboard is better. You can write a race and write an erase. But so listen, where there is no power and there's no authority, there It's nothing. Authority and power, you can interchange them many times. Many times you can use one for the other. There's a difference. I'll show you later. But where... Are you listening to me? Hey, are you listening to me? Where you have no power or you have no authority, you can't do anything. By what authority doest thou these things? You can't do anything. You can't do anything. Let me show you something. When you have money in your pocket, do you feel weak or strong? When you have no money in your pocket, are you weak or strong? You have no money. How do you feel? Very weak. And it's true. When you have no money in your pocket, can you stop a taxi? You can't stop a taxi because your authority to stop a taxi is diminished when you have no money. Even to go to a shop and you want to buy food and you are hungry and you have no money, what do? You're just going to do window shopping. Look at the food and say, Yesterday I went to KFC with somebody. He was buying. I wasn't buying. I look at me like that. He was buying, and I stood there, and I saw people were inside very happy. My second time there, yeah, people were very happy. And I saw others too passing outside, looking in. Yeah, so some were outside passing, looking in, and some were inside very happy. And those who are passing, they have no power. If they had power, how many like KFC? If I say, let's go there right now, you go with me. Can I see your hand? You like? How many don't like? You don't like? Okay, there are always some one or two people who are not correct. You don't like KFC. They are always there. It's true. I also don't like KFC. So. It's too fatty. Yeah, it's too much fat. And so me and you, we are not correct. Don't mind the rest. But it takes a certain power and authority to do things. And when you don't have that power or that authority, you are powerless. You are very limited. You are almost unimportant. And so one, it takes authority to do things or have things done. Amen. And then the second thing, even more important, is who gave you this authority? Authority, you can't. Do you know Allah Post? When we were in secondary school, do you know Allah Post? You know Allah Post? Wait, no, don't you? Then ours is different. When you appoint yourself as a leader and you get up and start talking, we say, hey, who made you a leader over us? Every power, somebody must give it to you. Anybody who rises up and takes power for himself is a coup maker. He's a rebel. If somebody gets up right now and starts talking, that he is also a human being. He's also a Christian. And he wants to share his thoughts also. So if Prince gets up and he starts talking, that today is my turn. I've been talking now for the past years. Let me talk some. What will happen to him? What will happen to him? Ashes will come and carry him. Oh, quickly. Why? Because even though you are equal human being, equal father, equal man, equal everything, yet still, you have no authority. But this man can rise up and stand and talk in this room. Why? Because he has the authority given by myself and the church. So even a pastor of another church cannot come here and speak in this place because I have not given that authority. So they ask him, what authority do you have and who gave it to you? And so this morning, ask your neighbor, please, my neighbor, use your finger and add your finger. My neighbor, what authority do you have? Hey, what did he say? How is authority measured? You know, how is authority? I mean, if we are all, myself and Prince, We are all Ghanaians, and we are all men in Kumasi here. We all work, we all do things. So what is the, are you listening to me? What's the difference in the authority between us? You know, and let me show you what the difference is. Let me show you what the difference is. Hey, where's the scripture? Turn to Exodus chapter 18 and verse 25. Exodus chapter 18 and verse. And Moses chose out able men out of all Israel and made them heads over their people. Now, these are the levels. Rulers of thousands. Rulers of hundreds. Rulers of fifties. And rulers of tens. So, tap your neighbor and tell him, your authority. Oh, I didn't hear a voice. Your authority is determined by how many people you can command. Yes, that's your authority. By how many people you can get up and call and they will follow you without force and without takashi. Amen. How many people will follow you at your word? And so, I mean, that's why you see the second, there's a second level of authority. That is who. Who are the people who are following you? If I go to a kindergarten, And you clap your hands. Children, get up. What will they do? They will get up. Children, follow me. What will they do? They will follow you. So you have 30 children following you. Are you powerful? Are you powerful? Yes. 30 kindergarten are following you. Are you powerful? You're not powerful. You are a grassroots person. Even a madman cry, they will follow him. So the numbers... Are you listening? Are you listening? The numbers that follow you are important. And the level, the maturity, the rank of the people who follow you are also important. Yeah, these are the two key things that will determine what your level of authority. How many want authority? You want authority? Oh, your hand up is like this. That's why I came this morning. I didn't hear amen. That's why I came this morning. Thank you. This choir, I'll give you a prize. Yeah, your amen is very encouraging. Yeah. What? You know, you are here. And I didn't hear amen from this side. It came from that side alone. All of you see me after church, I'll give you Coca-Cola. Yeah. Next week. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, authority is how many people you can gather or command, and who they are. You see, and this morning, why are we talking about authority? Because, listen, write this one down. For us to grow this church, more of us must have authority over people. For us to grow this church, more of us must have authority over people to command them to church. Because you will discover that many of us invite people to church, but they don't come. Hallelujah. But they don't come because you are powerless. Because your power the power, authority is the power to change people's minds. It's the power to make somebody do something he has not planned to do. That's authority. That's power to make you do something. Amen. And so many of us, we have so little power that even when we invite our classmates, our friends, our colleagues to work, they just look at you and smile. They may even agree. But on the Sunday, we are supposed to gather here. They don't come. True or not true? Hey, true or not true? this side, are you with us? True or not true? How many have invited somebody to church and the person didn't come? Can I see your hand? So the rest of you don't invite people to church. Can I see your hand well? Some of you, you don't invite someone to church. No, it's ending. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's ending. Because Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And he sent us out to do the same. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. And he sent us out to do the same. And so, if you are, look, tell neighbor, if you are a Christian, tap your neighbor, tell him, if you are a Christian, Jesus said, go and bring forth fruits, that your fruit will abide. No, you see, there's another problem. Listen carefully. Look at me. Listen carefully. There's another problem of those who don't try. Those who don't try. Hold your neighbor's dress. Ask him, which one are you? Do you try and they don't come, or you don't try? What did he say? Mr. Man, you're going to town. Somebody's calling you. No, ma, you see, please, we are sharing the word of God. If Akufado was here, you wouldn't get up. He's not here, but Jesus is here. Holy Spirit is here. No. Tell your friend in 5 minutes, you call him back. Tell your friend. Pardon? He's coming to church. Where is he? They're around there. Go and call them. They're coming to see Jesus. No, they're coming to see the greater man. That one is different. They're coming to see the president. It's not me. Yeah. How many have not tried to invite somebody? Be honest, raise your hand. You have not invited anybody. Be honest and raise your hand. No, thank you. Be honest and raise your hand. Thank you, my sister. How many have not invited anybody to church? Please be honest and raise your hand. Only two. No, easy. I don't know. I feel there are more people here who have not done this thing. But out of embarrassment or whatever, you didn't raise your hand. And I feel you have just now broken. I'll show you something in a few minutes about authority. You have made yourself powerless or more powerless. Okay? Are you listening? And I'll tell you why. But authority is given. Mark 11, 27, 28. It is given. Okay? It is given. Authority, if you take it, is wrong. If you receive it, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Look at this. Luke. So I'm giving you two keys to get authority. Luke chapter 7. And verse 8. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say to one, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. So the first key to having authority, are you listening? The first key to having authority is that you yourself, you are under authority. That's the first key. You yourself, you are under authority. That's why if you rise up and call, you see a man in uniform and you call him, come, he won't come. Why? Because you are not in uniform. It is one of the same kind who has the power to command. Do you think I can go to another church and make them sit down and preach to them? No. Why not? They're not under me. And I'm not under that church. So to have, are you listening?
Yes.
Are you listening over there? So to have authority, number one, you yourself must be under authority. You cannot go to a school and say, I'm a teacher, I'm coming to teach you. They ask you, no. I mean, you can have a master's degree, a PhD, and if you are not a member of that institution, no matter how skilled you are, you cannot walk in there and start teaching. You must be a member. You must belong to that institution. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so to have authority, you must be under authority. Now listen carefully about God. Romans 13. All authority is from God. Romans 13:1. All authority. When I say all, I mean all. From father over children, from boss over workers, from army, government. Everything is from God. Believe me. If God changes his mind, there is nobody left. Yeah. If you like, read the graphic, the other papers, you will see people are 70 and they are dying. People are 30 and they are also dying. True or not true? True or not true? Young and old, all are dying. God, tap your neighbor and tell him, God can take you at any time. Don't drink paracetamol and say, I'll live long. It's not my paracetamol. And Abombet. Do you know Abombet? You don't know Abombet? You're not been sick before. No. So authority begins from God. Amen. 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 And so you must be under authority to receive authority. Is that clear? Yes. Is that clear? Yes. Good. Now listen carefully. To Christians, if you are a Christian, you must be under God's authority to receive any authority. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? If you are a Christian and you are a member of the body of Christ, look at me carefully. You must be under God's authority to receive any authority at all. Now, this is important. When you are under authority, it means that you are obedient to the authority. True or not true? It means that what the authority says do, you do. That is why some Christians who are under God, you are a rebellious Christian. You do what you like. You come to church as and when you like. True or not true? Hey, you mind me again? True or not true? Tap your neighbor, ask him, are you a regular attendee of a church? Tap your neighbor, ask him, you, over 10, how many times are you in church on a Sunday? Some of you, 5 over 10. No, please hold your neighbor's chin and turn the chin to face you. Hold your neighbor's chin and turn the chin to go to Aladura Church, go to another church. This church, this is how we are. Hold your neighbor's chin and turn the chin to face you and ask him, how often do you go to church? My sister, you are blue dress. Hold her chin and ask her, how often do you go to church? Yes, how often? Because if you are under authority from God, and God says, Hebrews 10:25, do not neglect to assemble together. It means don't stop doing this thing. How come you come once in a while? How come you don't come every week? Me, every Sunday I'm somewhere. If I'm not here, I'm somewhere. You, where are you every Sunday? Where are you every Sunday? Tap your neighbor, ask him where. Tap your neighbor, ask him you. Please ask him about you. Where are you every Sunday? Can even God control you? Can God control you? Can God say, meet me here every Sunday at 7 o'clock? Can God do that? Can God do that? Because some of you won't come. You just won't come. You just be at home, lying down in your bed. You won't get up. You won't come. What reason? No reason. You just did it. Why? And today, I don't feel like it. You know, I woke up this morning. I wasn't feeling too good. So somebody, Your laziness has overruled God's word. Your laziness and your backsliding states. Last night you were awake watching films. You are tired in the morning. You can't get up. You watch films till 3 a.m. Now at 7 o'clock you can't wake up. Because of films. A Ghana movie, Nigeria movie, Chinese movie. I don't know what again you're watching. That's why you couldn't wake up over a film. And so tell somebody, you are not properly under authority. Oh, please hold the person's dress and tell them, you are not under authority. Oh, over this side, Reverend, your side, they're not compliant. They're not under my authority. They are a different church. Hold your neighbor's dress. Hold their neighbor's dress or their shirt or their skirt. And say, you are not under authority. Because nobody can control you and make you do what you don't want to do. Jesus said, go out. You have never gone out before. You have never gone out before. Go ye into all the world. Even Bantama, you have not gone. How much more all the world? Tell your neighbor, you are a difficult to control Christian. Oh, hold your neighbor's dress. Hold your neighbor and tell them, you. I can't hear the you. I said, you. You are a difficult to control Christian. You do what you like. And how can you expect God to give you authority? How? Well, I mean, why? You are every soldier who disobeys laws, conclusion, court martial. Every soldier, every policeman who disobeys a direct order, one conclusion, court martial, line up, and if you are guilty, fire squad or prison. But you, because your father is the king, he has not minded you. You are a rebellious Christian. Go out. You have never gone before. Go out into all the world. You have no. Please tell anybody, look, change your sad face. You deserve it. Tell anybody, change your sad face. You deserve it. You have not gone out before. And when, so that this morning, that's my message. You, it's a command from the Father. Go. Tell somebody, become compliant. You try occasionally to exert authority to call somebody, he will not give you power. Because after I give you that, when you rise up and say, today I will do evangelism, I will call somebody, and you try, normally no reflects, because the authority to call people, you don't have it. God, authority must come from somewhere. It is given. It is given to you. They ask Mark 11:28. Quickly. Mark 11:28. And he said, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave you? Who gave you this authority? It's given. It is given. And so, one, you have not been given because you have not yourself, you are not under authority. Listen, from today, let us put ourselves under God's authority. Can I have an amen? Amen. From today, let us put ourselves as people who try our very best to obey God. Amen. I mean, once in a while, we make mistakes. True or not true? No problem. They will happen. But let us try, power, and set ourselves as people who are trying to obey God. When you do that, then gradually the authority will come. That is the simple reason. You see, the truth is, only a fraction of us are active Christian witnesses. Only a fraction of us try to win souls regularly. Because there are so few, we are not able to grow the church. Because the few who invite, when the few come, the irregular members don't come. Then we are playing shifting cultivation. Then we are around the same number. There's no real increase. But if all of us, can I hear all of us?
All of us.
Oh, can I hear all of us?
All of us.
If all of us begin to follow the commandments and put ourselves under God's authority and start operating in that manner, you'll be amazed. You will have authority. Amen. I said you will have authority. Tell somebody, become an obedient Christian. And the second way to get authority, Luke 19. Luke 19 and verse 16. The talents or the stewards. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound has gained 10 pounds. Remember the story, the Lord called his servants, I think, gave one 5 pounds, one 10 pounds, and one 1 pound. Go and trade. And they went and traded. And one person said, your pounds has gained 10 pounds. And see what the Lord said. Well done. Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, thou shalt have what? What? Thou shalt have authority. For doing what? For doing the little you were asked to do. For doing the little you were asked to do. Listen to me. Listen to me. When you are given a little assignment, come, be an usher, join the choir, come and pray. A little assignment, and you do it faithfully. Oftentimes, the result is authority. When you are given an assignment to do something, and you do it faithfully, receive authority over cities. And you, are you listening to me? Many of us don't know that our disobedience in church, look, don't listen. Let me tell you a secret. Can I tell you a secret? Don't think that church is one corner of your life and the other corners are also there. Don't make that mistake. Because remember that church belongs to God and God rules everything. God rules everything. Your behavior in church can affect you in your success outside. Very often, very possibly. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So your ability to do a small assignment in church often has the power to give you authority to make you more successful in time. Hallelujah. Listen, who here will become a soul winner? Lift your right hand. You'll be a soul winner. Lift your right hand. No. If church, if you lie, may God something, something, something. But if you are serious, you'll be a soul winner. That means I will go out and talk to people and gather them, stand to your feet. If you'll be a soul winner. I'm very serious. I want to fill all these chairs. But me alone, what can I do? I need helpers. Me alone, I can't do much. I need helpers. I need those who agree that they will go. So that I can pray, Lord, give them authority. That when you speak, somebody will hear you and follow. Yeah. When you speak, when you talk to somebody and say, please, do you want to go to church? And the guy says, yeah, I want to go to church. I say, good. Then suddenly they will follow you. You'll be amazed at the response of it. Hallelujah. All those sitting down, are you mad?
Yes.
Those sitting down, are you mad? Why did you come to church? To see, go to heaven? Hey, stand up. We are all soul winners. Why did Christ save you? To take you to heaven. Then why are you still here? He saved you to save somebody, my sister. Do you hear? He saved you for you to save somebody. I won't let you backslide and sit down. I should keep quiet. Brother, should I keep quiet? I should talk. I will talk. Thank you. He said I should talk. It's not my fault. This brother said I should talk. I should talk and say that right, the right thing. How can you become born again and choose? I choose to say nothing. You can't choose. Maybe I failed. Hey, why? You are a rebel. Stand up. You are sick. Okay, you are sick. But see me after church for medicine. Give an injection. Find a nurse. Where's the nurse? Give an injection. Very hard injection. Listen. Listen. It is not as if we are supposed to choose. This is why you are saved. This is the reason for our salvation. Not because I'm full-time and you are not. That is aside. That is aside. We are all working in different places. But we all go home at night and eat and sleep. There are some basic things we all do as human beings. Everybody goes to the toilet, goes to wee-wee. All of us. True or not true? Yes. As a Christian, it is a basic duty to share Christ to somebody. It is that is our basic duty. To share Christ. But sometimes it doesn't work. You call and they don't come. They don't listen. When they come, they don't stay. Because we have too little power. We have too little power. We don't have the power to change their minds. We don't have the power to make somebody sit down and go. Thank you for sitting down, please. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, when I stopped you stopped. Someone have walked out. White man, oh, you just walk out on you. Oh, yes. I've seen some before. They don't care. They say, oh, I got to go somewhere. It's time. It's time. As we, number one, submit ourselves to God. I'm a man of authority in the house of God. We submit ourselves to God. And number two, as we fulfill the small tasks given us, we gain more authority to command people to follow us. And this morning, my prayer is, Lord, give us authority to be successful in the little things that we do. Choristers, ushers, counselors, shekel stars, every little thing. Lift your hand this morning. Every little thing that you do for God, that you do for God, may that little thing be successful and give you more authority to do greater things. Every child, every person you speak to about Jesus, every stranger, every classmate, every friend you talk to about Jesus, may your success in that one grant you greater authority to gather larger numbers. May bigger people follow you. May you have more success. In the name of Jesus. And may your success in this cause you to receive success in other areas of life. May the power to change people's lives be given you as you change their lives of a few people. And may the people you call and gather, may they come. May they follow you. May, this is the prayer Rachel's brothers prayed for her. That may you be the mother of thousands and thousands. And so may you be the father or the mother of many people that you call and bring to Christ. May your life change from being a little girl or a little young man to be somebody's spiritual father or somebody's spiritual mother. In the name of Jesus. Father, authorize us. Send us out of this place. Give us the power in our mouths to change lives. Let a man become born again because of us. In the name of Jesus, let somebody become born again. Let a young lady change her ways because somebody here spoke to us. A certain girl who was very promiscuous, let her sober up and become correct because somebody here spoke to her. And a man into drink and other foolishness, let him change and become correct because somebody here spoke to him. And Lord, I pray, fulfill our lives. Give us a full life. Give us rich responses. Give us testimonies about how even older people listen to our few words and followed us, and help us to save many souls alive. Thank you so very much. And this morning, put your hands down. This morning, you want to bow your heads, you want to close your eyes. There's only one reason why Jesus came to this world, is to seek and to save the lost. Who are the lost? Lost from where? Those who have lost their way from earth to heaven. It's a journey. It's a journey. Jesus said, I have come that you will have life and life more abundantly. That is the journey on which we are in. But some people have lost their way and they have somehow gotten on the broad highway to hell. And Jesus came to help us to find that way. This morning you are here. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Me and my friends, we are certain, very sure of the fact that we are going to heaven. We are even looking forward to the day of our transition, knowing that to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. But this morning you are here and you are not sure. Deep in your heart, you know, I am not sure where I will go when I die. I want to go to heaven, but deep in my heart, I'm not sure. And if you're here like that, wherever you are, do me a favor and lift your right hand. I want to pray with you right now. Thank you. Lift your right up high. Lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. I'm not sure. I want to go to heaven. Really, but I'm not sure. And you are here this morning. Thank you. I see your hand. God bless you. Listen, if your hand is raised, do me a favor. Come to the front. I want to pray with you. If your hand is raised, just come to the front. Thank you. Just come. Just come. Oh, clap for them. Just come. Just stand right here. Face me. I want to pray with you. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. This is why we are Christians. That none perish. That all of us, me and you, will go to heaven. Heaven, it will be nice. I tell you, it's a beautiful place. And it is not anybody at all who can go there, like any other house. But those who the house owner will allow. You can't walk in somebody's house and say, I've come. But the owner must open the door to you to come. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door. You must be let in, no matter who you are. And that's why God must let you into his house. And when you become a child of God, he will let you into his house. And this morning, anybody else, you want to join us? You are here. You have never prayed, Lord Jesus, enter my heart, come into my life and take control. You also want to join us. I'm about to pray with these gentlemen. Anybody else here? Anybody else here? If you're coming, come now and let us pray together. And hello. My young men, please pray after me. Dear Jesus, can we all pray together? Dear Jesus, today I come to you just as I am. Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins, all the bad things I have ever done. Wash them away with the blood from your sacrifice on Calvary's cross. Change my heart. Remove this wicked heart and give me a new heart, one that will love you and serve you all my days. Today, prepare a place for me in heaven by your side, and write my name in the book of life. Today, I give my life to Jesus. I invite Jesus into my heart. Today, I am born again, and Jesus is my Lord, my Master, my Savior, and my best friend. Thank you, Father, for this great salvation. Lord, thank you for my brothers as they stand here to confess your name before this house. Thank you for the grace, the great grace that follows us and has made us to become that which we are today. Let the blessings of above be our portion and mark these two as yours forever. Thank you so very much. In Jesus' name. Amen.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, "My son's come home."
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed. He called me.